This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are consumer products in this economy that are wants, the nice-to-haves, and there are consumer products in this economy that are needs, the gotta-haves. Those who have a baby at home know that diapers fall very firmly into the latter category. Parents today can buy scented diapers, eco-friendly diapers, designer diapers, and pretty much everything in between. But one in three families in this country has trouble affording those must-have items. Kathleen McGrory is a reporter with the Tampa Bay Times. She did a big piece recently on the opposing forces of diaper technology and diaper affordability. Kathleen, it's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
This is going to sound flip, but I mean it not to be at all. I never thought I would be doing an interview on this program about diaper innovation, but it's a big economic deal.
It is, and I never thought I'd be writing a story about diaper innovation, so we're on the same page there.
Tell me how it came to pass that you spent a while looking into this.
It's kind of a funny story. There was an editor at the paper who had just had a new baby, and she was stunned by the cost of diapers. So she tasked me with going out and finding someone who was struggling with that need. But from there, we started to have more questions like, well, why do they cost so much? And how do they work? What's the technology that's in them?
Right. And the upshot of this story is that the companies are basically incentivized to make better, higher tech diapers, not necessarily cheaper, more affordable for everybody diapers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that has a lot to do with the psychology of parenting. You know, parents want to buy good, high quality products for their children. And oftentimes they are willing to forego things for themselves. So there is that incentive for the diaper companies to really make good products.
Can we break this down a little bit? I mean, and without getting too technical and graphic here, right? They're the innards, the absorptive part, and then there's the outer sort of the parents' touch part, right?
Right, right. And both of those parts need to be incredibly soft. So on the inner side, there is a top layer. It's called a top sheet. It's a non-woven fabric that acts kind of like a one-way valve. It allows the urine to come in but not go back out. And there's an inner core, so to speak, that's filled with these super absorbent polymers that kind of suck up all of the urine and hold it there. And they can hold it in place even as the baby wiggles around or moves, which is also really important because you don't want your diaper to leak.
Yeah, no. And then you definitely don't. And then the part that the parent, like when you're holding the baby and you got the diaper facing your hand, there's a whole tactile thing there too, right?
Absolutely. Parents want that to feel soft as well. And, you know, that's kind of funny because that's not something that the baby really feels. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter to the baby, but that's something that matters a heck of a lot to the parents.
So these high-tech diapers, how much is it going to cost me if I want, I mean, what are the brand names, right? Huggies and I don't even know what, but right? How much is it going to cost me?
It totally runs the gamut. If you're looking at a Huggies or a Pampers, those are generally in the neighborhood of 30 cents per piece. You can definitely go with the generic store brand, but oftentimes those diapers just aren't as good and you'll go through them twice as quickly.
But if I'm, struggling to get by, dealing with car payments and a mortgage, and now I have to every time my kid soils his diaper 7 days a week, eight times a day, it's 30 cents a whack, that adds up. What are my options?
I mean, look, you can try cloth diapering, and that was something that we talked about in the story, but cloth diapers aren't always a viable option for families. I mean, for one, some laundromats don't take them. So if you don't have a washing machine at home, you're in a position where you have to wash them. And that can be challenging if you're working two jobs. But also, if you want to drop your child off at daycare, most daycares require you to bring 5 disposable diapers per day. They don't want to deal with the cloth diapers. So parents are kind of in the situation where they are forced many times to buy these disposable diapers.
Are there public assistance programs, actually, for folks who need it for diapers?
Yeah, there are some, but not that many. A lot of people were very surprised to find out that food stamps don't cover diapers. That's strictly food. You can use cash assistance or welfare to work, but that money is pretty limited. We're seeing more nonprofits pop up to address this specifically. They call themselves diaper banks, and right. They try to provide diapers and wipes to low-income families. But still, the statistic remains, you know, 1 in 3 families is struggling with this expense.
Kathleen McGrory, she's a reporter at the Tampa Bay Times. Kathleen, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.